Happy Sunday, everyone. Welcome to the smartest guy in the room. Good morning. I'm your host, Jerry Dempsey, along with Matt Smith. What's going on, Matty?
Same as always. Everything is status quo. Same as it ever was. And look where my hand was.
You know, it's interesting. I don't listen to our show that often. Once in a while I do, just when I need a joke or two or to laugh.
You should always listen.
That's true. I know. I got to be a better learning person. But, you know, I'd like to give a shout out to your brother and his band. They called Unring the Bell. Is that it?
Yeah.
Because I can listen to our intro music for hours on end.
No, that's not even his band. That's all him. He's playing everything.
Well, that's even more awesome, I guess. And I love the part where he has the little kid in there. Because when little kids say sageful type things, or when they produce wisdom, you know, we always are taken aback when in fact we should understand that kids are, they come from the factory with a bunch of preloaded wisdom. We tell them to shut the fuck up all the time so they don't share it. But when his, I think it's his daughter, just says, "I hate owls because they're creepy." I mean, I just love listening to it. I don't know.
Yeah, that little girl is not so little anymore. She's a 16-year-old now.
Yeah.
He had that on, existing on that interview, existing on tape, but the music was new when we started the show. He wrote it, but yeah, good stuff. Good stuff.
Well, I like it.
Kids grow fast. You know that. You got two.
I have pre-COVID pictures of my son, and that was, again, that was only 2020, right? And there's a jump he made from 2020. Let's see. He was like 11 or 12. And now he is he'll be 14 next week. And he's almost as tall as me. He's probably like an inch shorter than me. And I got him working out. He's running. Little man.
Yeah, I noticed in photos his face has changed. He looks like a, he doesn't look like a kid as much anymore. He looks like a young man.
No, and you know, Apple's pretty smart. You know, we take thousands of pictures with our phones nowadays, right? And I don't know about your parents, but my parents didn't take a lot of pictures of us. And, you know,
my mother never wanted me around her.
That's painful.
If I was home with her for more than like 38 seconds, she would send me out. You know, and then I wasn't allowed home until dinner. So
did you do a lot of chores around the house?
My mother didn't make me, because my mother was a perfectionist, and the house had to be just so. And my father, when he was home, he made me do chores all the time. But the loophole there was my father was never home, because he did nothing but work, you know. So he worked his full-time job, and then he ran his own company. So he just worked.
So besides punching the shit out of each other, what else did your dad like teach you a lot of stuff about sports or any of that?
No, my dad wasn't an athlete. My dad got me involved in sports, but he wasn't an athlete himself. He was a swimmer. He was a well-known swimmer in his day, but no, he was a working man. That's all he did was work. My parents didn't really have any hobbies or recreations. You know, my mom was an immigrant and just worked her whole life, and my dad was just a worker bee. He just worked.
Yep, I know that. I know that story all too well myself.
They did go out a lot, though. When they had free time, you know, they would always go they would always go out, or they'd go away, or again, leaving us alone. So
where would they go? They go to like Metzger's Pub or like
no, they they were in a bowling league. They used to like to go to movies. My mom liked to dance when she could. They'd go away to Toronto or the Thousand Islands or shit like that. Weekend getaways. Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah, my anything to get away from me.
My parents couldn't get away. There's too many. I mean, and they would leave us. Like my mom, when I was little, she would take us to like Centennial Park and just like get out of the car and then leave. She wouldn't come back till like 4 p.m.
Centennial Park, big part of my life. I had my first makeout kiss there in the dugouts.
Did you really?
5th grade.
Awesome. I don't think I made out with a girl till I was like in 8th grade, like some kind of spin the bottle type event. I got in a fight at Centennial Park, but I couldn't tell, or maybe I just didn't tell my parents. But I threw a rock at a kid and hit him in the face, and it was pretty awesome.
Yeah, I got my ass whooped at Centennial Park.
Did you?
Yeah, I fought a kid before. You know, the next door there was the ice hockey rink.
Yep.
And I played hockey growing up my whole life. And there was a teammate who we went to junior high together, and we scheduled a fight before our game that night. He beat me up pretty bad. And then I had to go in the locker room with them. And it was awful because the whole team watched him beat me up. And then I had to play the game with a beat up face.
The only people that beat me up as a kid were my family members, you know? I mean, my sister Johanna beat the crap out of me one time. I had to be about 8th grade, and she was, like, hungover. She was in high school. She was laying on the couch all hungover. I went out and delivered the newspapers, like, 6 a.m, came back, put on the cartoons. I got a big bowl of fucking Cheerios, and she's laying on the couch. I could still smell the booze all over her. She's like, turn the fucking TV off. And I told her, I'm like, go upstairs and sleep, you drunk.
Is she older or younger?
Oh, yeah, she's older than me, and she was really strong. She could beat up my brother Paul when they were in high school. So, you know, and he's a big, tough guy, so imagine that's got to be fun, getting beat up by your younger sister.
So
but she, like, grabbed me and beat the fuck out of me in my cereal. Then I had to clean up all my cereal.
I was in a lot of fights, and I lost a lot. I lost a fair share. My father had this dumb rule where he implanted in me where he was like, never fight someone you know you could beat, which seemed completely counterintuitive, but I guess it was like to ensure that I wasn't a bully or something like that. So fought a lot of people I knew I would lose to, and I did.
Interesting.
Wish you would have rethought that rule, that lesson.
Yeah, I don't know. I think maybe I just kept my mouth shut more than I, you know, kept my thoughts to myself out in the street. But I had an older brother, Matt, who got beat up a lot. And he, I don't know if I wouldn't compare him to you at all, because I know both of you and you're nothing like him. But he would start fights with people. He would start them. I mean, and I believed full heartedly that he started the fights knowing full well he was going to get beat up so he could cry and recreate his victim mentality. He would do it all the time. And he would start fights with guys that were just huge.
I never started fights.
We got in a fight on a bus. Remember like West Seneca days? You'd go to like, what do you call it? Crystal Beach. Remember those things? You did that, right?
Yeah.
Take the bus. Well, me, him, and some other kids had all this booze that we stole from our parents. So we get all drunk. I threw up on the comet. That's when we used to call it the vomit. And I don't know, he got in a fight with these guys, and they were older. Like, they had mustaches and beards and shit. And these guys just beat the shit out of him on the bus, and then he beat me up later for not helping him. I was like, I pretended like I didn't even know him.
There was a kid in my neighborhood who used to get bullied a lot, and so I would stick up for him all the time, and I would get my ass kicked by people who were bullying him. And I would, you know, I would stand up for him because he would never stand up for himself. And then I would get my ass kicked by the people who were bullying him.
It's awful. So,
speaking of the Comet, you know, my grandparents rode the Comet. My parents, you know, when they were growing up and young adults, rode the Comet. I rode the Comet because it was always at Crystal Beach over the border from Buffalo in Canada. And then when I had kids, the Comet was relocated to Six Flags in Lake George, and my kids grew up riding the Comet. So
awesome.
Four generations of my family rode that thing.
Yeah, my dad took me for my first ride on the Comet when I was a little kid, and I think I might have cried. I thought we were going to go in the water. Remember how it was right on the water that made it extra scary?
Oh, yeah, and at Crystal Beach, it was positioned over the lake, so you'd take those sharp turns.
Thought you were going out, yeah.
That was cool. That was a cool setup.
Loved it. All right, let's get into our topic today. We're going to talk about Karens, everybody. Karen, if you don't know, if you've been living under a rock last couple of years, it's become a very popular meme, and from what I gathered, it's specific to a middle-aged white woman, typically with blonde hair, who, you know, doesn't have enough white privilege, so she has to go around yelling at, like, food service people and calling them names or denigrating them and telling them that, you know, she needs to speak to their manager. Do I have that pretty good?
Yeah, and to not be sexist, there is a male component, supposedly, and there's a debate on whether or not they are called Kevins or Chads. But yeah, the Karens are the Karen memes and videos are way more prominent. And I think you nailed it.
Is it a function because that persona, let's extract sex from it, because there's a lot of little facets to this beautiful diamond that we're looking at. But extract the sex component for a minute. The Karen persona has been around forever, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's... well, first, you know, it's hard to figure out a way into this, where I want to start, because I do have a lot to say about it, and I don't know what I want my first point to be. You know, it's definitely real.
Can we get something out of the way first? I just want to say it. Is it? So I was reading a bunch of shit, and all the Venn diagram, if you could picture a Venn diagram of Karen in your head, in the center is Donald Trump. Just well, now we can move on.
Well, no, but I mean, I think that's interesting, because these memes and these videos started during the Trump presidency. And I think a lot of these people who were taking the videos and posting the videos were doing it to show that, you know, there was somehow a connection between this poor public behavior on the part of white people and how it blossomed and became part of, like, Trump's America. And, you know, I think that's how it started. And then, you know, whether or not it's actually some growing phenomenon, that's, like, where the debate, I think, comes in, because, you know, I think it's like anything. Someone posted a video, it got a lot of attention, so then other people post a video, and then one video leads to a second video, leads to a third video, leads to a fourth video. But that doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, this behavior is rampant throughout America. It's right. Just like anything else. Now you're seeing it. You know, some people who are acting like this are being videotaped. You can say held accountable for their actions, but that's, you know, again, I think it's more, hey, look what happened. Look what's going on in America now. And it's to embarrass people. It's to get hits on social media. But, you know, I mean, I personally have never seen a Karen episode. Have you?
Yeah.
You have?
I got a pretty good one. Yep. And I'll explain it briefly. So I was in Colorado on a ski trip, my family.
Yeah.
And we went to this hot springs place somewhere in Colorado. Okay. Big outdoor pool facility. It's awesome. Right. And, you know, my family is mixed. Right. So my wife is Chinese and her family is too. And that has a role in this story. So like we're at this hot springs. It's a bunch of us, right? My brother-in-law, his kids, his wife, who's actually white. I don't know if that matters. None of us are the Karens, and we didn't even participate in this. But there was a group of Asian people, and there was a section of this hot springs that had hot jets of water shooting out the side like a hot tub, right? And you could go and like pressure back against it, and you know, has so many medicinal qualities. But anyway, these Asian people, according to the Karen, were hogging these jets for probably longer than they should have. And let it be said that this Karen person was white, middle-aged, looked like a crack whore, but was definitely drunk or on something because she was fucked up. And it's like 2 p.m, which just makes it more fun. So she starts a fight with the Asians, and she starts calling them all kinds of nasty pejoratives. And my brother-in-law, like, I immediately picked my daughter up, who was about 7 at the time or 6, and said, "Yeah, we're going to go over here because you know, I'm a snob. We rented our own little cabana." And I'm like, "We're going back to the cabana." And next thing I know, like all the lifeguards and the manager of the facility, you know, there's a whole group of people. There was almost like a giant fight at this place. And the lady who started it all was a middle-aged, what I can only call a Karen. And this was before Karens were even popular. Like I said, this was I don't know when it was, a couple of years ago though, but it was right around the inception of the Karen. And
anybody tape it? Anyone tape it?
No, but my brother-in-law almost got into it because she was the shit. She, you know, she used the G-O-O-K word. She used some other pejoratives for Asian people. And the people that were quote unquote hogging the jets were definitely like immigrants because their English was not good, and they were very, you could see how scared they were. And that's what kind of like got my brother-in-law pissed off as well as me. But I just grabbed him and like, "Let the fucking people handle it, dude. Do not get in on this because you'll get dragged into it." But I mean, the lady was fucking crazy. They ended up calling the cops on her and she took off. And then I think the cops had to chase her down because she was drunk. Clearly drunk, or again, maybe on some drugs. I don't know, but it was pretty fucked up. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the fact that you said that you saw this before the Karen phenomenon really started goes back to my point that, you know, these people definitely exist,
yeah.
But whether the behavior is increasing or it's just all of a sudden being captured on tape now and put on social media is, you know, the question. But, you know, in the instances where these situations, these videos are real, you know, and I've watched my share of these videos, I'm, you know, the videos that are real, these people deserve to be put out there because I've seen some of the most racist behavior and language. Mm-hmm. It leaves me shocked. Like, I could never imagine in a million years using some of the language and directing it at, you know, people of color. And these people and these Karens just do it, yep, without any. I mean, it just comes so easy to them.
Yep. And that's what I mean. I saw that. And again, the Karen term or meme was not popularized at that point, but this lady was the textbook example of a Karen. The Asian people she attacked weren't doing squat. They were just enjoying the pool like everybody else. And she wanted to get into the jets and they were just maybe taking too long for her liking. And again, her too long for her is probably about 2 minutes because she was wasted.
Well, yeah, you know, and I've seen an awful lot of of videos where the venom and vitriol is directed at Asian people. Does your wife, how does your wife feel about that? Does she feel kind of under attack or in the crosshairs all of a sudden?
You know, we don't, I don't think she's had too bad of an experience with the ethnicity stuff. I think her brother might have experienced more, but he, I mean, I don't have any firsthand knowledge of any stories that he's probably just looks. I mean, in the past, I don't know, this is a kind of funny story. I was with my kids in the supermarket and an older black lady came up to the shopping cart, and you probably experienced this when your kids were young. People just come up to you that you would never talk to, and they just engage in weird conversation, and you're like, okay, go away, please. It had nothing to do with her being black, but she made it about that, and I'll tell you what happened. So, you know, my kid is in the shopping cart. She comes right up and gets in a station. She's like, blah, 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 you know, like whatever you do to a kid. And he started crying. And I started laughing because I'm just like, I didn't know what else to do. And she just looks at me and she's like, oh, he just doesn't like black people. And I'm like, oh, he doesn't like white people either. Because he's Chinese, so I thought it was funny. And see, her and I laughed at that, and she moved on, and I moved on. So we had like a fun little moment.
Yeah, but I think that could have went. I think she was coming from a.
Oh, she was fine. I didn't care.
Yeah,
I thought it was
no, but I even if your wife hasn't experienced it, I'm just I was asking. I guess maybe is your wife sensitive or concerned about?
She doesn't like it, but she probably worries more about like something happened. Her parents live in the D.C. area, but they go to all the same places. And, you know, like my wife goes to Sam's Club all the time, and it's kind of quasi in a sketchy part of town. All right.
Yeah.
And I've told her a few times, like she went there at 7 a.m. and gassed up on the Sam's Club cheap gas. And I just told her, I'm like, I really don't want you going there early or late at night. Go in the middle of the day when it's really crowded. That way, to me at least, sounds safer. But she is yet, you know, it only takes one time to fuck you up for life.
Yeah, absolutely. And, well, you know, I think some of these incidents that happen that are real Karen incidents, I think a lot of these episodes, you know, There's a real ugliness now that's permeated the society and the culture, and there, you know, there's some of these people have long held this sense of entitlement, and I think there's a subconscious element, but I do believe that some of this is, you know, there's a subconscious feeling on the part of some white people that they're losing their hold on the culture, you know, and according to the census, the largest decline in population among the races between 2010 and 2020 has been, you know, the white race. And there's a lot of people who believe there's a segment of white society who believe, you know, the white person is the one who's being discriminated against now. And, you know, which I think is fucking crazy. But, you know, the culture's changed. There's people in groups, you know, there's a long history that they didn't, you know, and where they did not have a voice. And they're gaining a voice now. And I think that's difficult for some people to handle, you know.
Well, nothing's new under the sun, buddy. And in my extensive research, I just want to share this with you. I tried to see how far back the idea of a Karen I could get to.
Mm-hmm.
You take your pick, because I stopped. My son just read the book To Kill a Mockingbird, and he really was into it.
Hold on one second. Hold on one second. I just want to be clear that I'm not excusing the behavior of those who feel like they're losing their grip on the culture, or because I think that they're wrong, and I think that they're, you know, I think that's,
well,
their sense of entitlement coming through. But go ahead.
Let me change gears on you. it's, I don't know if it's Carl Jung or it's some famous psychiatrist said that we suffer in our imagination than we do, you know, in the real world. And I think that's that you could say that from a Jussie Smollett to the lady and husband who are waving around the front of their house at all the protesters, you know, to the woman, to the woman that called the cops on there was like a younger black girl selling like lemonade. She had like a lemonade or a water stand somewhere in her neighborhood. Some fucking lady called the cops on her because she didn't have a permit. I mean, some of the shit's just so outlandish. You'd think you just like common sense just takes a fucking vacation. And that's, you know, to me, it always kind of comes back to the root, you know, the root.
You end up where your mind takes you.
Yeah. So if you imagine you're being persecuted, black, white, Chinese, you know, again, there's the real concrete evidence, right? We've seen that. And then there's just, I was slighted at Starbucks by, you know, by the barista. So I want to talk to the manager.
Yeah. I mean, you know, these people who believe that because they're white and they're being somehow persecuted by the barista at Starbucks as part of this.
I saw a male Karen the other day. Oh my God. I can't believe it. I just remembered this. So I go into Starbucks, I order my coffee and I'm just sitting there and you know, like it's very confusing now. Cause you got the people that order and then they come in and just grab their coffee and go.
Yeah.
And so anyway, this guy came in, he had like a gallon of like Old Spice aftershave on, super professional corporate-y, probably the way I used to walk around.
Bruce.
And he took my coffee and I watched him take it, but I didn't say anything because I was like sitting there and I was too, I for a run and I was kind of tired. So I just watched him leave with my coffee. Then he came back in and said, "You guys screwed up my coffee." And he started like kind of giving the girl a hard time. And he didn't even, and then he looked at the thing and he's like, "And you put the wrong name on it." And I just sat there laughing the whole time.
Jesus, jeez, talk about a sense of entitlement and absolutely no fucking self-awareness. And that's part of the problem too, is these Karen, male or female, they just have no sense of self-awareness.
That's it. No.
He
berated this poor girl. You know, I waited till he left and I was like, "Hey, can I get a coffee?" I didn't want to be a dick and I didn't want her to perceive me as being like Karen 2.0 of the day.
Right.
So I was like, I think, you know, she gave me my coffee and she was real cool about it. But, you know, but it was good. It was good for me because now I can think like, don't be a fucking Karen. And I can walk around protecting myself from being a dickhead sometimes.
But, okay, so. Is there a difference, though? Are there situations, like not every situation where you speak up, you decide to speak up, and I guess it's how you act, but not every situation, like people still have a right to stand up for themselves, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. But, you know, you do it now, you risk being taped and being called a Karen or a Chad or a Kevin.
It becomes like its own double-edged sword, right?
Yeah. I mean, so I think I interrupted a point you were making, though, if you recall.
I was just looking. I looked through history. I actually have to give credit to The Atlantic that found some interesting points. They actually criticized Susan B. Anthony because she was pissed that black men got to vote before white women back during the suffrage days. And so she got labeled as a Karen posthumously.
Karen B. Anthony.
So I thought that was kind of funny. And then in the book To Kill a Mockingbird, you know, there was a white girl that claimed she was raped by a black kid, right? I think that's how that movie or that book revolved around racism.
Yeah.
Loosely based on the Emmett Till story, maybe. I don't know. But she was also a Karen because, and the racist part of it or whatever, the male patriarchy, the idea was that she liked the black kid and got beat by her dad for liking the black kid, which led her to say he raped her And then, you know, blah, 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 what happened. So it's very confusing. And that's why I think as the rest of us who are just have to go for the ride, try to keep an open mind and use our common sense and don't judge too quickly.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's interesting you say don't judge too quickly because some of these, there's a fair share of Karen videos on the web, on social media that are complete fucking bullshit. And like I've watched, I'm addicted to the Karen videos because they make me laugh. As appalling as the behavior is, a lot of these make me laugh because I'm astounded at the behavior. But there's a fair share of videos out there where the person holding the video camera or the phone, video camera, I'm aging myself, people holding the phone, you could tell that they're goading the person into trying to get them to behave a certain way to capture it on film. I've seen a number of bullshit Karen videos where it gets labeled a Karen. The woman in the video isn't really acting like a Karen, and the person holding the phone is trying their damnedest to goad them into, you know, behaving poorly.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen that, but I could also see people just like they're so bored. They're like, let's just make up a Karen scenario. You know,
yeah,
I mean?
there's a lot of those too. There's one page, this person there's this one person who keeps posting Karen videos, but in every video the Karen is the same person. So
I'm a professional Karen for hire.
So you know they're just like they're just cranking these Karen videos out. You know, it's probably like a mother and daughter. They're trying to become.
I mean, I want to know if there's like a Karen versus Karen video. You remember like spy versus spy? Karen versus Karen. Like who?
Well, I mean, you know, if whether or not the Karen phenomenon is spreading like a pandemic or it's just being, these people are just being captured on video now, like everything, perception is the reality. And, you know, the phrase Karen now is part of the American lexicon. So, you know, it's here to stay, which is funny too, because in a way I feel kind of bad because I know a lot of Karens now they're saddled with this hanging over the name. And a lot of Karens I know are nice people.
Well, that is a shame, you know, and that's just part of our culture is, you know, we watch these videos and I fell victim to just scrolling through like on Instagram. And I did it as I was trying to get to sleep, which it was totally not the right thing to do. And it's like sometimes you get sucked into a video and I'm like, I don't know who I'm supposed to hate and who I'm supposed to take sides. Like, who's the bad guy in this situation? Those are the ones that frustrate me the most.
Like, those are probably the ones where the person holding the phone is goading the person.
Yeah, but you don't know, like, is this person in the wrong or is the other person? And I hate that I have to think about it because I just want to be able to judge and go, there's the asshole.
I always figure the ones that are real are the ones that are either taking place at a Walmart, at a fast food place, or the ones where the woman is just going crazy with racial epithets.
Well, it harkens back to Animal House, where there's a food fight. That's when shit gets real. I don't know if there's that Dave Chappelle keeping it real.
It's funny. I just watched the movie last night on Doug Kenny, the master mind behind National Lampoon. He was a crazy man. He died very early, but he wrote Animal House and Caddyshack.
Two of the greatest films ever.
Great film. So, you know, as much as I do feel sorry for the real Karens, the people who are named Karen out there and who don't act this way, I don't feel sorry for Chads because that's just a stupid name. And most Chads I know are, you know, when I hear Chad is the symbol of a privileged white fraternity brother. And I always associate Chads with people who just, you know, they're part of the fraternity. They use and abuse women, and you know, treat them awful. And
you know, it's part of that frat boy demonization that we saw. Like, I think of Revenge of the Nerds and even Back to School. The swimming dude in Back to School, his name was Chaz, I think. Right? Remember, like, Melon?
Yeah.
He was a towel boy. Get my towel, Melon. Remember that?
The biggest Chad I know is actually a female, so.
Okay. No, what about Chaz Bono?
No. Oh, no. I mean, you
got a lot of slack.
There's a difference. There's Chaz and Chad. Chad is a frat boy who just, you know, uses people for their own sexual gratification and disposes of them.
Did you learn that in Urban Dictionary?
I keep it by my bedside.
Well, I mean, I think we could put a fork in this one, but like, to me, what I learned when I did my research was that this is just me forward thinking. What's scary about Karens is that they are kind of chameleons. Like, they can blend in with any, you know, they could pretend to care about people of color and show up at like maybe a BLM march and pretend to be friends with them and then turn all of a sudden into some kind of white, you know, racist supremacist person.
Yeah.
It can be very scary. They're like shapeshifters. Oh, yeah. If you ask me.
Like Transformers.
That's why. Well, I watch a lot of Ancient Aliens, man, and Skinwalker and shapeshifters. I mean, they've been around for a while and they're among us.
Absolutely.
I just saw a show last night where Mount Shasta in California, where I've actually gone hiking there, which God's country, man. It's beautiful up there. But supposedly in the mountain, there's like an alien base and the aliens look like us and they come and go as they please. And they could be who started the whole Karen movement.
Yeah. Well, like I said, there's a lot of these videos are fake, but the ones that are real are pretty frightening and just smack of reckless.
Who would be a Karen from The Simpsons?
White privilege. Selma.
The teacher, Mrs. Krabappel, perhaps?
Selma.
Which one is that? The one that smokes?
Yeah, it's Marge's sister. She's a bitch.
It was just two of them. Which one?
Who's the other one's name? I know Selma, but
isn't it Selma and Louise or something? I don't even know.
I don't even know. Selma's like the dominant one.
Selma and Patty. Aha. Yeah.
Oh, is it Patty? I don't know.
Fuck.
I just know Selma because she's really mean and she's very entitled. I'm gonna go hang out in Walmart with my camera today and try to provoke a white woman.
Take a picture of yourself and put it on People of Walmart.
I'll take a picture of my ass crack.
Do it. All right, buddy. Have a great day. Good talk.
All right, man. Stay free.
Stay free.